matters arising, we've got two items which we're going to talk about in some detail, so I suggest we'll deal with those in a minute. First of all, we're going to talk about get an update on the Site 4 development, and then we're going to have a further discussion about the works proposed by way of an advanced promenade on the central waterfront. So those two items come up as specific items, and we've got people here to present and brief us on those two items. Are there any other items other than those two items that people wish to raise? Please, Paul.
Chairman, I think on item 1.2, the air ventilations, I believe that's a matter arising. I know that we had agreed in the minutes that we're going to get feedback from all from the two parties on existing and revised proposals to bring them back to this task force, but I don't see an action date or an action here included.
Well, I think the position there is that at the Commission, Secretary of Development made it very clear that from the administration's perspective, there was only one option, and our role essentially was to try and refine and try and improve and enhance that option. So I think events have moved on, Paul, quite frankly.
Well, in that case, Chairman, can I ask you, has the Commission received any correspondence or sent out any correspondence? I mean, the last communication we've had with the presenters at our first meeting was that we've asked them to come back, but I have not seen that this committee or this task force who has given that request to the presenters, which I must say I was on the other side of that table, I've never received any communication in any way or form of what you just suggest.
Well,
as one of the presenters at that time.
My understanding is the Secretary of Development has actually written to the proponents.
Well, it was one of the presenters. We have not received anything. But as a matter of procedure then, I mean, if somebody... have you received any correspondence?
I believe I have to double check, but I believe I've seen a letter from the Secretary to the proponents.
Again, it has never been circulated to this task force. So I'm not sure what the procedure is. If somebody writes to the chairman of this task force, whether that's to be intended to be read by the task force, whether that should be circulated appropriately.
I would have no problem, subject to the views of the administration, of that letter being circulated. And certainly if you're a proponent, and obviously you ought to declare interest anyway, but if you are a proponent, then you should receive a copy.
Okay, so... but as a general procedure, if somebody writes to the chair of this meeting, is that sufficient for it to be circulated, or do they have to specify that it's for the attention of this meeting rather than just for the chair or just for the administration? I find it sort of strange that if people have written and I've been provided separately, independently from this former correspondence, a copy, but nobody else has been, obviously, what is our normal process? I think that should
be... Well, I'm very happy for matters of importance, if you like, or matters which are relevant to the work of the committee. If I receive letters or I send letters, which I very infrequently do, but I do obviously receive letters from time to time, for those to be circulated. And I haven't got a problem.
Okay, then two more points to follow up on 1.2, Chairman. I know that in our first meeting, we specifically, under the minutes items of the first meeting, 3.4C, there was a discussion about the air purification system to be included in the air ventilation, so which significantly will change the bulk of that system, and that may have impact on the quality of the air. So I think that this committee at some stage has to get the feedback on at least one of the options.
No. The intention is very much for HYD to come back with an enhanced proposal for our review.
Okay, because the agreed date was that within 2 to 3 months, and at the last meeting that it was agreed was on the 16th of September. We were almost on the 16th of December, and I don't see any feedback that we're going to get that feedback within the 3 months that we have asked for.
Well, let's go back and ask when we're going to get it.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Anything else under matters arising other than the two major items which I think we should spend some time on? All right. Let's then move on to the update on Site 4. Peter Mock, I believe you're with us, and you're going to update us on how we're progressing with the consultancy appointment. I believe we're actually out to bid, if I may put it that way, at the moment. Where's Peter? I can't see you. Peter, where are you?
Thank you, Chairman. At the second meeting of
half...
At the second meeting of Harbour Commission on the 25th of October, the Secretary for Development has informed members that the administration is going to appoint a consultant to carry out the business viability study for the development of Site 4 and possibly Site 7 in the new Central Harbour Front. Members and the relevant departments have been consulted on the draft scope of consultancy. Comments were received and consolidated. We have issued invitation letters on 26th of November, and the assessment of the consultant proposal will be complete by the end of this month, with the commencement of the consultancy services target in January next year. We envisage that the selected consultant will complete a preliminary report summarizing the findings and recommendations regarding to the assessment of the business potential of the project by end February next year. We will consult the task force on the report as and when it's actually available. Members can rest assured that the task force will be consulted every step of the way. Thanks. Yes, we can actually send you the revised scope of consultancy to the members. Yes.
Could you just advise members how many people have been asked to submit proposals? Not necessarily the names, but I'm thinking of the quantity. Is it half a dozen?
Is the number of consultants, 13 consultants.
13?
Yes.
Okay. And the deadline for submission is?
Is on the 17th of December.
And then you hope to make a decision by the end of the month?
Correct. Okay.
Members, any comments? I mean, I think it's by way more of an update than anything. Yeah, I think, well, I've just asked for that. I think we should see the final version that went out to the consultant. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Make sure you keep us in the loop on progress, and we certainly obviously want to see the successful submission when it's received.
Sure. Yes.
Thank you. Fine. Move on. Advanced promenade. We had a lot of discussion about this at the last meeting, and I think it's fair to say that members felt that the proposals were capable of substantial enhancement. And I think departments have responded to this, and we have with us CEDD, Atkins, A-League Architects, ASD, and Rocco. So. I think we're about to hear your response and your action, and I gather you've come up with some what you believe are enhanced ideas. Who's going to lead on this?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Maybe I give a brief introduction.
Please, thank you.
Members,
could you just introduce yourself? Sorry.
Yeah, C.B. Mack from CEDD. Right. In the last meeting, the member discussed about the permanent development of Site 7. And incidentally, we also discussed about the advanced promenade. And a sort of background, and the new central reclamation will be completed by end of next year. And we see the opportunity of early release, make available the waterfront for public enjoyment. So we initiated a project to construct a advanced promenade at the new central waterfront. At the last meeting, members provided some comments to the design for the waterfront, and after the meeting, we have also some informal discussion with some individual members, and we have further discussion with Archers D. And here we have refined it to the design of the waterfront to in response to the comment that we have received. So may I introduce my colleague, Mr. William Goh, to Simon Goh, to introduce the improvement that we have made since the last meeting.
Thank you. Thank you, Stevie. Chairman and members, first of all, I would like to introduce some of the proposed improvement to hope to address the comments made by the task force in the last meeting and the individual briefings. This slide shows the area of the works. As you can see, in the green carpet extension for facility, the water pond is replaced by a platform. There's some additional pavilions and shelters. Later on, our colleagues from Morocco will, Mr. Yim will brief you about the architectural concept and approach, etc. And in order to have a coherent design, the viewing decks in front of the green carpet extension had been revised to follow the lines and the patterns of the extension, and hope to have a coherent approach. In the last meeting, members are concerned that the pump houses may block the view of the green carpets, and would like to have more information about the levels and the cross sections. In this slide, we can see that the green carpet, the level is varied from 16 meters MPD down to about 8 meters MPD at the location of the road P2 underpass, and then it generally become a level that area to the pump house top, and then drop to 403 at the emergency vehicle access. And you can see there should be no obstacles or problem in seeing the harbor from all the way from the green carpet to the green carpet extension, and also the viewing platforms. Here's the view of the green carpet extension. Mr. Yim later will elaborate on the architectural aspect of it. It's another view showing the unobstructed view from the green carpet extension, where the full view of the harbor side column area can be seen. Previously, the viewing decks about the pump houses, we had a very long and straight viewing platforms. The original idea was to provide more space for the public to have to enjoy the sea view. But members found out that such arrangement would create a great level difference between the viewing platform and the lower level, the EVA level. So we modified the design, and instead of a leveled platform, we divided the area into multifunctional panels of different levels, varying from 8-point-something meter to 7 meters MPD. The lines of these panels matches the alignment of the green carpet extension, and hope to have a coherent appearance. This slide shows the various panels where different functions can be utilized. The effect is the material. We will have terraced area and boardwalks to create a similar appearance as this first figure. We also maintained several viewing decks where the public can still have a very good point to view the harbor, to take photos, etc. We also take use of the slight difference in levels between the panels to create seating out areas by incorporating the stepping ramps where people can sit there and have small area to provide opportunity for small scale and performance, etc. We will also find some area to provide vending machines to let the public have opportunity to buy drinks or snacks. This is set the section through the green carpet extension up to the viewing decks. The level difference now is reduced by 1 to 2 meters at least. at area where the louvers or ventilation facilities are located. The based on the comments from some of our members, we have set back the second level so that there won't be a huge wall in front of the public at the lower level. It would become a stepping arrangement to avoid the high wall effect. In area where there's a level difference, we create this terrace-like sitting out area where also space for small performance. Here is the improved access. In the last meeting, members concerned about the obstruction of the access from the wind tower extension to the waterfront. Now there will be a very wide corridors for the pedestrian to go along the green carpet extension out to the wing platforms. We maintain the sloping ramps for the disabled and also this staircase. To provide shelters, there will be small ring shelter with benches around the new waterfront to provide rain cover or sunshade. At the comments of the members, we will target to provide a similar arrangement like the West Cullen Reclamation area to provide temporary washrooms. The location of the facility is shown in this plan. Along this section of EVA, in order to provide more greenery, we will extend the limit by a few meters to provide plantings along these blue strips. There will be several rain shelters with benches for the public to sit and enjoy the sea view. Benches will be provided along the PLA berth facilities. Some of these will be under the canopy of the structures to have sheltered from the rain and sun. In front of the planter, we will create a number of benches for sits. And when the trees are planted at the planting bed, at a few years' time, they will provide good shading effect to these sits. Also, there will be rain shelters along this area of the green type extension. I have a very short animation to show to the member to let you see the effect for walking along the waterfront. So at the waterfront, we can enjoy the good view of the Victoria Harbour. We turn our face to the western side along this UA. For the pavement, we intend to have some patterns to in different sections to distinguish the characteristics. The benches, we will extend the length to provide more spaces. Here we have a space where we can create some small structure and provide the vending machines here. From here, we walk along the PLA berth waterfront. There's this facility structure for the PLA, but there's canopies, there will be benches. When we walk along the UVA, in this animation, we show pot planters, but colleagues from LCSD would like to have a great planting, so it would be improved that in the actual works. There will be this rain shelters, so we look at our beautiful harbor once again. So this is the view from the east to the other side. Okay. I'll pass the microphone to Sylvia, who will continue the briefing on the green carpet extension area.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Chairman and everybody. I'm Sylvia Lam, the Chief Project Manager for an ASD, Architectural Service Department, for the green carpet extension work. Architectural Service Department is the work agent for this green carpet extension. And we have commissioned RDL Rocco Design Limited to design this green carpet extension project. And today we have Mr. Rocco Yim to introduce his design concept for us. Please, Mr. Yim.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This must be one of the most complex design exercises we've done for TEMA. Complex because we want to keep it simple and uncluttered, but we have to allow for flexibility because there are at the moment still unknown elements on both sides of this extension. What we are doing basically is in response to what has happened along the waterfront, as explained earlier in the previous presentation, and what has already been designed for TEMA itself along the green carpet. Now, there are a number of varying opinions as to what should happen there, which is normal. But there are a few principal architectural concepts related to TEMA that whatever we do, we think we should observe. First of all, it's not up to date. No access. Okay, sorry. I explain. First of all, there should be one access centrally underneath the giant portal that leads from Admiralty to the harbour. And that access should be reflected in a way along this advanced promenade extension. Secondly, there is a east-west direction of pedestrian flow, but also an east-west direction of visual permeability. No matter what happens on both sides, there should be this visual permeability across the central axis of the green carpet that should be maintained. And third, although there is this central axis, in the composition of the architecture and in the composition of the green carpet itself, there is actually a balanced asymmetry. That is, it is not strictly symmetrical. And then fourthly, within a green carpet, there are a large quantity of trees already provided, which means that this area is quite substantially shaded. And it is the intention, therefore, that as we go out, it would gradually become more open, i.e. carrying the lawn, some trees, but not overly planted. At the end of this central axis, there has to be something to acknowledge the axis and to acknowledge the vista. Now, this something could either be an object, a very abstract sculptural object, which we actually did last time in the form of a symbolic shelter, or it could be an emptiness, a void, a nothingness. And in response to member sentiments last time, we actually provided a nothingness this time, which is in the form of a viewing or multi-purpose platform above the roof of the pump house. This permits a strong pedestrian link all the way from Admiralty across P2 to the future waterfront walk. It also allows unimpeded east-west circulation. It also allows, by the way the trees are planted, visual permeability through in the east-west direction without disrupting this north-south flow, visual flow. If we look at it in detail, what we provided across P2 is lawn with a pedestrian link of pavements on both sides, but it could also be linked itself in the center. And then to carry on the asymmetry or the balanced asymmetry theme, we planted more trees on the west side, allowing visual gaps through, less trees on the east side, and we put in a number of rain shelters under the trees on the west side. Above the viewing platform, which is actually above the pump house, is just an abstract paving with access for the handicapped, a minimalist raised granite slab for seating, and a transparent balustrade all across. And we have landscape steps that brings people down from the green carpet to meet the footpath, rain shelters under the trees, lawn, and landscape steps. As you can see, it is a minimal visual composition. I understand that there is a balance that needs to be struck between openness and provision for shade. And at the moment, what we provided is shade along both sides and under the trees. But there are also opportunities, as I see it, for shade to be provided along the waterfront from these timber roofs, extending possible canopies. So it would serve the purpose of keeping the lawn visually open, but providing amenities in an obstructive manner. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from the team? Or is that the total briefing? Anybody else from the team want to comment? All right, okay, thank you. Well, members, there you are. Obviously, a much more detailed explanation as to the concept and quite a bit of detail also in the pictures. Comments, observations? I suggest we try and, I mean, the temptation is obviously to get into the detail, but my suggestion is we initially anyway focus more on concept, whether we think this is, from a conceptual point of view, the right answer, and then we can obviously move into detail. I mean, the challenge obviously again is how do we marry together and how do we achieve a very sustainable waterfront given all these infrastructure challenges, and there's a fair bit of infrastructure in there which we obviously got to accommodate somehow. But members' views, please. Peter, are you your light on?
Well, I'll kick off, yes. I think just to start with Rocco's presentation, I mean, I have no problems at all with the green wedge. I mean, I think arguably it's the one thing that establishes a public benefit to the whole of the government complex. It's a green link, and I don't think there's ever been any argument about that. The main criteria really is to link this wedge with the waterfront. And
could we put the wedge back up on the picture? Thank you.
It clearly needs to be as simple as possible. But I mean, obviously we need to link it both physically and visually. And I have really few problems with that. I think it's a better solution than the large water feature. I've got 3 points to really make about the government proposal, and I would like to sort of express some thanks for the revised proposal, which I think is really a great improvement, and I know there's a lot of work gone into it. There are 3 points, really. I think in terms of performance areas, I'm just a little bit doubtful. Not about the way they've been integrated, but simply if they're ever really going to be used as performance areas without some degree of organisation and, I suppose, choreography. I can't see performances actually happening there. So, you know, we get used to these plans coming out of large-scale areas that are filled in by all manner of things, and we include performance areas and things like that. But if they're not going to be used as such, there's obviously a question mark. I mean, even if we get one 15-minute performance a day, whatever that might be, the sort of things that happen in, say, Covent Garden, you know, Puppeteer or something, the idea still seems to me more idealistic than sensible. So, you know, we might think of what else we can do in these areas, which brings me to the second point, really. What is perennially missing in all this is sort of well-designed outlets. Now, I know that it's difficult to talk about cafes and things like that, but we do see, I mean, I think the whole idea of kiosks, and particularly vending machines, seems to me absolutely awful. What I mean really is the sort of little jewels that we see in European cities, down the Ramblers and things like that, you know, that are good looking. They sell simple food. People go there for breakfast, for coffee, croissant, orange juice or whatever, soft drinks. They sell newspapers. And they also, you know, if they're cleverly designed, they actually store little fold-out chairs and tables and things like that. So people open them up in the morning and instantly you get activity and informality and the sense of liveliness that we don't get from the presentation of the promenade at the moment, which looks to me very stark. Which brings me to the third point. I think the rain shelters, I mean, again, they look to me staggeringly stark and uncomfortable. And why anyone would want to go to the harbourfront to sit in a three-person bench when it's raining, I don't know. But there certainly isn't that much to do or see there. And I think even on a temporary basis, we should try to somehow introduce a little bit of informality. And I don't see why it's so difficult to do. You know, I think I made a point last time that at the Shanghai Expo, that it was only on for 6 months. There were all manner of, well, of course, everything was temporary, but they had some really nice design, temporary kiosks, temporary restaurants and cafes, and I can't see why we can't do things like that here, even, you know, accepting that this is probably going to be last for at least 10 years, if not longer, as a temporary design. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. I suggest we take a number of comments and then we'll ask for response. So I've jotted down performance areas, kiosks, rain shelters and informality. So perhaps you'll pick those up in a minute. Other comments, please, Andy?
Chairman, actually I have no problem with the overall concept of the green carpet, particularly the part relating to the Tema project. I think it's very well developed. But I think I'm still concerned about a few integrities in terms of the integration of green carpet with the waterfront promenade, particularly now as shown in this sketch. It seems that now the green carpet is still very much separated from the main waterfront promenade, particularly the area right next to the water. Actually, it's just connected by a flight staircase. It seems that the rest of the green carpet interfacing with the promenade are still very much taken up by the raised plan rooms. I'm not sure whether that can be improved, because people tend to be attracted to go down to the very low level right next to the water, and it seems that the steps are the only connection. With the steps, I'm a bit doubtful whether people would be congested around that particular spot once we have big crowds of people moving from the green carpet to the piers. The second thing is with the future operation of the green carpet. Just want to make sure that now the lawn are actually open for people to walk on and hold any sort of functions. And I'm not sure whether government would in the future allow some sort of actual active performance or activities or even demonstration on the lawn. Basically, if that is the case, I'm a bit concerned that the idea, the concept of the nothingness would basically be very good for in terms of visual context, but in terms of functional consideration, once we hold functions or events there, I think you need some sort of backdrop or facilities to support all these logistics, and I think that is one something that is quite practical. The first thing would be basically the shelter. I think it's Paul has mentioned about the basic need for some shelter. I think the small shelter I think is good, but in case of some bigger events, we may need some bigger shelters. And once we have these kind of shelters, I think all those amenities or facilities that Peter's mentioned, I think actually can be integrated in the design of these shelter features. That can become some sort of interesting features to dot around the green carpet to make it more interesting. And I think that's about. The last thing is still about the plan room along the waterfront promenade. It seems that the plan room actually, now can we improve the interfacing between the plan room and the waterfront promenade? It seems that the plan room are still putting quite a lot of undesirable backdrop behind the promenade, shown in one of your sketches around or your animation around the waterfront promenade. I think the other part I think is fine. I think it's all these nitty gritties. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. All right, I've jotted down integration and interface, accessibility and use of the lawn. So that's seven items. Anybody wish to raise anything else? Please. Vincent, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I would say this is a very much improved design than what we see last time. Think the connection between the green carpet and the waterfront has been very much improved, particularly with the removal of the sort of very obstructing water feature in the past design. I think this is both in terms of visually and physically, this is a very much improved connectivity between the carpet and the waterfront area. And second, I see more coordination between the two pieces of design, the green carpet and the waterfront promenade design. So particularly from this image, it shows that, well, at least at this area, or this field, the two design appears to be merging into one, right? For other area, I'm still not sure. One point of caution, Chairman, is that when I see the video, I still find that the promenade is still very monotonous, and if not boring. If you look at the paving and the seating, it's just look a little bit of lack of imagination for me. So that is the only point of caution that I would like to raise. Otherwise, I must say that this is a improvement has been made. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Monotonous promenade, item number eight. Please.
Thank you, Chairman. Following from Vincent's comment, I think the general approach is of a balanced asymmetry, the idea of a minimalist approach, and keeping a very strong and simple signature of the green carpet is a very good approach. We understand that the concept of flexibility and multiple purpose usage has been considered. One of the things that I'm wondering is that maybe have we or should we have a sort of study about the potential carrying capacity of this piece of land, and what kind of potential major activities and different things that the people want to do, and then maybe then we analyze this kind of information or data or matrix and to somehow interpret the system then back with also the minimalist approach that we have got here. So that would mean that our minimalist design is minimalist, but it has critically considered all the possibilities and the balance and the usage of people's aspiration in that area. So I guess that is one point. The other point is that if we want to keep the simple signature and we are unable to really provide the varieties or functional elements within the green carpet, then, in fact, from Vincent's comment, I would think that would that be able to push more into the waterfront promenade then? So we keep the simple signature of the carpet and put more functional elements within the waterfront promenade. That might be one possibility to balance out the needs. The third point I want to make is that back to the idea of balance asymmetry approach in the center, it seems to me is ASD's continuing design in the front and extension to the east. Maybe it's because of the plan presentation. It seems to me that the central, if we just look at the central area, it keeps a slight balance asymmetry. But the extension to the east is a very clear extension of what is in the center. So looking at the whole piece, it seems that the asymmetrical content is a bit more than the balance symmetry in the center. So I was wondering if that there may be a line of definition of the extension of the center and then the extension to the east, and that will provide the variety that Vincent has been talking about.
Thank you. Views on symmetry and carrying capacity of the lawn. I suspect you have got the carrying capacity, which you can tell us about in a minute. Lots of people want to talk. Eric first, and then Andrew Thompson, and I'll come back down there. Eric, please. Thank you.
Thanks. Good morning, everyone. I think that there's a lot of thoughts being put into this, but I want to make a few comments that could probably on how we can enhance the current design. Just on the actual activity block that is shown on the screen, I just want to make a few suggestions. Is that I think the idea of having public access and hosting events is a very good idea of enhancing the usage for the land. But I just would like to make a few suggestions to think about what some of the members have mentioned. For example, giving it more creativity by adding backdrops. I think that the minimalist approach that they have incorporated here is very good for flexibility. But in terms of putting backdrops, then I think that we have to think about if we do host larger events, then we'll think of a few things. Number one is if we do set up backdrops and tents for bigger functions, then we'll have to think about the setting up of this activity. So that's number one. It comes to my first point where vehicle access, because if you are to host larger events for production company, then they need vehicle access. They can't drive through the grass. Secondly, if you are designing this space for public use and attracting large crowds at certain times, for example, events, then you need to think about also temporary washrooms. On the current design right now, the only temporary washroom is actually located on the west side, near the temporary footpath, which will be very far from actually the main point of attraction for people, which is this, where the platform is. So that has to be considered to have more temporary washrooms be located to this. And thirdly, I think that going back to some of our members, this actual size, I think that visually it looks very good, but again, we have to decide on whether this is appropriate size. If we are trying to make the most out of this space and attract activities, then is this platform actually big enough for the activities we're trying to host? It may be too small for large events or maybe too big for the actual purpose. So actually, we should also have a feasibility study to say that what is this actual space used for? What can it be used for? And if it can be used for a larger event, I think it will be very good for the use of Hong Kong. Because right now, as you know, people are constantly looking for new ideas, new places to host different events. And with that said, if we do host events, then it's very minimalist right now. But again, going back to events, you need to provide power sockets and lightings and everything. So right now, it's just a pure, maybe there's more details to follow, a pure concrete or pure material. There's no actual assistance or actually any usage of power, water to host, to back up events that we would like to propose. So these are some of the very practical issues that I'd like to bring up. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So support facilities, vehicle access, location of toilets. Andrew?
Thank you, Chairman. I would also like to sort of add my support for the enhancements made since the last round. I think the integration of the green carpet is much more seamless now. I'm still a little bit more concerned about the promenade itself. I'm concerned in several ways. I'm concerned that it's called an EVA, more so than a promenade. You know, we're still thinking emergency vehicle access and not thinking about vibrancy. And I think that's just maybe how we need to get our DNA wired around this. You know, it's vibrancy first and foremost. It's waterfront enhancement first and foremost. The EVA is an essential feature, and we will provide that, but it's not the driver for this promenade. I think that's an important distinction. I also think we should, you know, in designing for vibrancy, I don't think designing around kiosks versus designing around vending machines. I think the vending machine approach, if you're designing for vending machines, I would very much agree with the previous comments, that we really should be thinking about having some integration of the facilities there. The only facility structures I've seen on the plans are for the PLA berth. And I would think, you know, if we are going to provide facility for open-air dining, for seating, then we need to have those structures maybe as multi-use rather than singular use. I don't know, and of course none of us will know what the PLA will need in terms of capacity for storage of their berthing facilities. But I would like to think that there are storage facilities that are enabling this vibrancy that we talk about. And again, I very much concur with Eric's point about having the electrical hookups, the base infrastructure that is going to enable events, you know, whether it's the ticker tape signs that partition things off, the electric hookups, etc. All of these things are enabling factors. If they have to be brought on site every time by large trucks, it gets very, very cumbersome and is making things unlikely to happen. In terms of what we have now is a sort of the void feature versus the water feature, I'm very much in support of reducing the structure there. But I think a sculpture might be nice, and I think the idea of having some landscape art and some sculptures in this area, this would make a very nice feature point for photographs. As a void, the photo opportunity is rather limited. As a backdrop with a sculpture, perhaps there is an opportunity here that we could capture. In terms of the landscaping, I think the locations are right towards the side. I think the idea of allowing the visual permeability in the sort of the north-south and the east-west directions is laudable and sort of logical. I would like to think that we have the paths where they are, those paths are provided underneath that greening, so that the shade can be beneficially used. Those that are using pushchairs, you know, family members, etc., will very much not want to be pushing across the middle of a sunny area in the middle of the lawn, and similarly they won't want to be pushing pushchairs across lawns. So paths under the greening is a logical point. The paths I see at the moment are very much design feature paths at the moment, the crisscross one in the middle, etc. But I'm thinking of the real hard facilities that we really need to provide to make this space workable. And, you know, aside from that, I would just comment on the size of the fixed planters that are on the waterfront. I look at those fixed planters and they're basically barriers to access. At this point in time, we're limited to space on this particular area of the waterfront. Because of the pump houses already, to provide large-scale fixed planters further constricts the area, and I would rather see those as more informal planting areas, maybe with trees, but with the ability to perambulate in amongst them rather than be barriered off from them. And I think it's about how do you enhance the area, the limited area that we've got. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you. PY, and then I think we ought to allow the proponent some response.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would just like to seek some clarification from the designer. In our paper, there are two cross-sections, Section A and Section B, but unfortunately, there seems to be a lack of a cross-section which would cut right across the middle, across this much-discussed platform, and seemingly it would be the pump house in front of it, which is now shown with a green roof and squarish in shape and so on. It appears that this pump house's top of it is not accessible, is it? It's not clear from the cross sections provided. That's why I have a problem in realizing, visualizing what exactly is going to happen to the top of the pump house, and also put the block to the right edge if we are looking at this slide shown on the screen at the moment. So it appears to be a bit of a pity that this green block with the green roof is not usable and is still somewhat in the way if we are talking about an open view directly. So there's still something in front of us in the way.
All right, top of the bump house, perhaps you can pick that up as well. Paul, things that have not been covered already?
Yeah, there are. So the I suggest we look at the area by grouping it somewhat different. I think this area is the formal area, which is the Rocco design area all the way up to the waterfront. I think it's a good design. I hope that Rocco is going to make sure that his footpath will not be mandatory. The footpath can follow whether people are going to walk in the future, and that no government department says Rocco put it there, so we can't move it. That would be really so please make sure that everybody's going to think that this is a very flexible thing, that footpaths can move. Otherwise, you know what happens. I assume that art can be put in the park in the future and statues can come in the future. We don't have to deal with statues at this moment. The VIP flat platform that is being designed, I think it's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not sure I want to be standing there in the middle of the sun on a sunny day because of that. That slab is going to be super hot. But I suggest that the area to the right, looking down to the right here, could be considered the outlet in the food and beverage area, the top of the pump house. It's going to be out of the way from the visibility coming down the park. So anything in terms of outlets, food and beverage, the ones that have been proposed by Peter, that could be in the outlet area on top of that side of the pump house. And I support Peter's comments entirely on that. I hope to get Rocco's feedback on the future use of this whole area that he designs, that his the area under his control. The opportunity is provided, of in the future, if we have other developments around it, where you can have the Bohemia and the flag there, that this becomes the ceremonial area that can take place. It's an idea that I've marked here, and I hope to get your comments on it, see what you think about it. I definitely think that we need to see the government has to come back with three different layouts. A layout that shows that there is when the fireworks are on, which includes crowd control measures, toilets, and power supplies, and so on, and shows that the site works. And then the layout for the off day when there's no event on, and that shows that has to show where the storage is, the crowd control. If you now go on the cultural center, the cultural center is constantly blighted by crowd control fences that are standing all around because there's no storage space for them. So I think crowd control facilities, they're not going to be easily taken away all the time, as we have seen in many places in Hong Kong. They'll be left on the site there. So we need to get some storage space for those, which is exactly the point that Eric is making. We've got to make sure that this is designed. And probably the third layout, one is fireworks, one is the off day, and one is to me is if there is a formal ceremony taking place on this part, how does the space work? Where are things? So I think that needs to three layouts to come back with. Let me see. I had a few more comments to be made. I think that you're coming off the Rocco designed area. It's a little bit like in my village. You come out of my beautifully designed house and then you end up in village land that is completely a mess. It's a bit like coming off the beautiful park and then you come down on this boring promenade. So I think that however government organizes its procurement of design services, maybe they've got to procure Rocco's involvement in getting this promenade fixed up. So I think what we need to look at is to me, it's an opportunity area. The front entrance of the pump house, we've got all these doors and these steps. It's a very complicated little area, but at least they do something nice with them. Let's use that complicated structure of steps and doors and do something nice with them rather than stick a couple of plants in there and a few wooden benches. I think that Rocco kind of alluded to the fact that we could provide more shade there, and these boxes that are there, we can do something much more innovative with them and make them more areas that people would love to be, rather than kind of like you're allowed to sit here on this temporarily. Chairman, I'd like to get some clarity from you on the issue of whether we're going to be speaking on the PLA barracks, the berth there, or not, if that's part of this discussion today as well. I think that the picture is somewhat misleading. It's a wall of steel, this metal thing that comes all this. It's basically a fence. I hope that some more active environment can be created in cooperation with the PLA rather than making this such a. I know you've now put some seats in, but that's about it. Going further to the west, I still don't see Queenspier. I still don't see what we're going to do at in front of Pier 9 and 10, which is really the starting point of this promenade. And if you can go there today, it's a really horrible space to be. And we haven't been given no clarity on what we're going to do with that space. I think that I've pretty much all. There was a point about coming down, the capacity of people to come down. Right now, it's on the left and the right of the pump house, the two staircases coming down. Whether we should or should not design for additional staircases in front of the pump house. If you're connecting somewhere in the middle of the pump house, allowing people to go down. I'm sure there could be security issues with that during in car control times, but it may just give more permeability, more flexibility for people to walk down, and I think somebody has to look into that. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Well, questions again about use of the lawn and how we're going to cope with large numbers of people, need for integrated solution, left and right, if you like, or east and west. Mr. Mack, what we've had, obviously, is a series of helpful suggestions, I think, as well as some questions. It's up to you, but I don't suggest you try and answer everything or respond to everything, but maybe you could pick up the main points from your perspective, and then maybe Rocco, again, just react to the general comment that you've heard today. I think that would be helpful for members. Mr. Mack, please.
Thank you. I have heard a lot of suggestions, and we'll go back and seriously consider that. Just one point to make is that I haven't made it clear from the outset is that actually the pump house is already there and has been used for more than 5 years. So actually we have a certain constraint to overcome in terms of integration and beautify it. So we'll try to do our best in any case. Thank you.
Could you just comment about, because this is probably not for the designer, this is really for government, about the use of the lawn, the capacity of the lawn, the need for facilities to support activities on the lawn. I think members are quite interested to have some initial response and reaction to that.
Maybe I will try to have an answer. Actually, there is no definite plan yet. But definitely, it will be open for public enjoyment, and the lawn can be stepped on. But for the event aspect, it has to be planned. And because, after all, this is only an interim measure. This is an advanced promenade. It will wait until everything's there, that there will be a formal address to all the events required.
But I think you do need to do some contingency planning. But Gracie, please, thank you.
Members' comments on use of the advanced promenade. I think there's some work to be done between the professional department, CEDD, as well as leisure and cultural services department. This discussion focuses on design, and therefore we have the CEDD architecture as well as the consultants' activities above the advanced promenade should be discussed separately with LCSD. But members do make a very valid point. At this stage, we want to make sure that on the advanced promenade there should be adequate enabling facilities so that whoever is going to organize activities, there should be adequate support for that to happen. Another point I would like to bring out is this is the advanced promenade. I leave out the green carpet. I hear members generally support the design of the green carpet for activities. We're basically talking about the advanced promenade. This is an advanced promenade, and the current discussion focuses mostly on design. The future of permanent promenade is also dependent on the PPC for Site 4. We discussed at the last task force, and the secretary agree with the direction as discussed at the full commission, and hence at the beginning, the first matters arising is our report on how the PPC is proceeding. So we would very much like to have the consultant in place, and therefore we can discuss with you further at the next task force meeting, see how the permanent promenade and the PPC would complement each other. Then we can discuss much more about catering possibilities and other possibilities. Some may be taken up by the PPC. It really depends on the financial viability of the PPC. We see what would be the areas that would remain under government's management and maintenance and to be taken up by NCSD. Mm-hmm. It's same for the Queen's Pier because it's supposed to be part of the permanent promenade design. So I hope that when we circulate the notes of the draft notes of the full commission meeting, because there's a discussion at the full commission as well, it will give members a better context of how we are planning for the whole area. In this discussion, we are talking about advanced promenade. So colleagues have already worked on as much a provision as possible, but not to the extent that we could put in cafes. But that is something Leisure, Culture and Services Department, we have the Assistant Director Olivia here with us. We'll discuss with professional departments as well as DVB after the meeting.
Chairman, I'll buy all that for everything west of the, if we now call this this area here the lawn all the way down to the promenade, including whatever is part of promenade, we call that Rocco too because he has designed it. So everything west, I can see all of that. But I think that the opportunity area is the top of the pump house to the right of that, to the east of it, and the opportunity of providing at least immediately and very quickly pavilion space, and to put that in with the various facilities required, power, electricity, and so on. I mean, that can be done very quickly, and then at least because this is the destination, people will walk here either from the promenade from the left or from the park down. This is where they arrive. And there's nothing for them to eat or drink, except for a little machine. So if you put it on the right, it won't be in the view of anybody coming down. It doesn't disturb the view of the beautiful design from Rocco for the government offices. And we keep it to the right, so it won't disturb anybody. But it's there. It's right there. And it's the rooftop of the existing rooftop, but has already electricity in it. It already has all kind of services in it available. So that where we can easily allow temporary structures. So I think we should not wait for any site 4, site 7 on that particular area.
We're not waiting. It's going to come up at the next commission meeting. But just as on your point, I think part of our remit is management and operation as well as design and implementation, and I think how this area is going to be used in the future and the different scenarios that we've discussed in terms of fireworks, gatherings, etc., I think we do have a responsibility, if you like, to review, make sure that particular infrastructure is in place. So at some stage, I think we should be briefed. But, sorry, I sense that time presses, but I'd like, just to get Rocco, your reaction to the comments you've heard this morning. I appreciate your remit is the lawn, but the integration with the waterfront clearly is key.
Well, I heard a number of points that is related to this extension of the green carpet.
Yeah.
One of them is the use. Paul just came in, but in response to Paul's request on what possible use would we envisage, both on this extension of the green carpet and also on that platform. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, the problem at this stage is that we don't know yet what happens on both sides. So things could not really be planned in isolation. For myself, I would see for this particular lawn not large-scale activities, not large gatherings. I really don't see a big performance going on. It's more an informal sort of gathering, maybe some informal performances, small groups, but not staged with thousands of people and with pre-sale tickets and so forth. Not that sort of thing. Because there would be venues elsewhere on the promenade that should serve that. I don't rule out, and I actually personally support the adoption of ceremonial functions taking place on the platform and on the lawn. Now, there are many ceremonial functions. But at this point, the problem is not with loading, not with service provision, not with any of those. It's with discharge and traffic. Because without the rest of the promenade designed, there is no strategy yet for controlling crowds of people for discharge and for taking care of loads of people by coaches and cars. So that is the problem at this point. So I would say for future, this would be the perfect place for ceremonial happenings. But at this point, we have yet to think of that problem before we could commit, I think, to a certain specific function. Now,
Fireworks is existing.
Paul, let Rocker finish, please.
Yeah. One thing I didn't explain too clearly before. All along the green carpet at the moment, there are plans for 8 or 7 sculptures already not commissioned, but already in the process of competition and shortlisted. Actually, I would see, hopefully, if there is a budget, sculptural scene extending all the way to this extension and onto the platform. The platform itself, again, subject to loading constraints and budget, would actually be a good venue for large public environmental art. Some members mentioned that. As to the actual connection between the carpet and the waterfront, now I know that one scenario is for it to be totally integrated, that is the carpet flows down onto the promenade. However, I think personally that the present arrangement of a two-tier level, the carpet is charging onto an upper tier, and then there's a lower tier along the waterfront, much closer to the water, also has some merit because it allows viewpoint from two different levels. So people from the top, from the viewing platform, from the edge of the timber decks that you see, have a slightly higher viewpoint towards the harbour. And people walking along the lower front have a different viewpoint. Not unlike what you appreciate when you walk along the Seine in Paris, the two levels. So there should be some connections, I agree. But it doesn't have to be all the way. And personally, at this point, I could see that there are room for providing more connections from this upper level to lower level on the east side, extending onto the east side. But I would not, even if it were possible technically, I probably would not support something that goes all the way along the whole length. Is there anything else I haven't
covered? No, that's fine. Responds very well to the points to be made. Mr. Mack, where do we go from here? I mean, obviously there's been a number of observations today. I mean, clearly there's support for general direction, appreciation of the work you've done and Rocker's done in enhancing the solution, but there's still, if you like, some tinkering and tampering that we feel could be done to enhance the eventual solution. What are your thoughts on how long it will take you, and will you be coming back? Would you propose to come back to the Commission? Because I think we'd certainly like to see, we'd like to work with you, if you like, on this particular project.
Actually, we have a very tight program, and as I said, we want to have as early as possible to let the people enjoy the waterfront. So the arrangement at the present time is that we will issue a variation order to the existing contractor to do the work, rather than a separate procurement. Because another separate procurement, we're talking about more a year more. So we do have some time constraint, so we really want to have some work carried out as soon as possible. So we heard about all the very constructive points, and we'll seriously consider that, and we hope that we'll work with Rocco and RTSD and on some of the details, and then we'll discuss with the Wendy on the way forward.
Is there a chance for us to have one more look at the plans before you issue the variation order?
I'm sure that we'll provide the information, but it may not be the next meeting. Maybe bicyclism, or I don't know.
Fine, all right. I think members would like one, if you like, one, not final look, but one ongoing look at what's going on, and see how you have responded to the various comments today, if we could. Thank you. Members, I'm conscious of time, and I think we've had a pretty good discussion, but Paul, something new?
No, very quick. I think from the comments made so far, I'm even more concerned about fireworks. Twice a year, this is the only place where everybody wants to be from the entire Hong Kong Island once this is done. This place is the place to be. It's the lawn where you can stand. Well, everything else is under construction, so we'll have to design for it.
Yeah. But we also, I think we would need a separate session with LCSD as to how they're going to run and manage this. Please.
I'm also concerned about the use of the lawn. It's because the success of this project quite depends on the green carpet. If the green carpet not success, I think the plan will be completely become unsuccessful. The maintenance of the lawn would be a key problem. I think this would be one of the largest area of green carpet in Hong Kong, and it absolutely will attract lots of people, not just far work, maybe every Sunday or Saturday. People need this kind of open space. But I hope during this design stage, the maintenance of the lawn should be considered. It's because the good maintenance or good quality lawn always considered as something not really sustainable, because you may input a lot of resources to maintain it in good quality. I hope in this stage we have to consider the maintenance of the lawn.
Another one for the list, Mr. Mack. Maintenance, all right? I'm sure you have thought about maintenance, but it is an issue and needs to be thought about, obviously, carefully. Sorry, Peter.
I'd just like to make two quick points, really, in terms of where we are going. I take up Grace's point, which I thought was very good, really, about working towards a scheme that reflects the new consultant for Area 4 and so on. And there's got to be some interface before we finalise the scheme, I think. And secondly, I'd like to reinforce Andrew's point, too, about barriers. I mean, it's quite clear that, you know, these areas of low shrubs or whatever they are, you know, and they're quite large scale, and I think we do need to open that up and get more tree planting and circulation areas. They'll be the things that will be usable in future.
Okay. Mr. Mack, Rocco, team, thank you. Great improvement, and obviously worked very hard, thank you. A lot of ideas today, and please, you know, see what you can do to feed them into your final solution. Thank you. Members, just a comment from the chairman. I mean, I think this is what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, this is the role, if you like, of the commission, these task forces. I mean, by, if you like, indicating that we weren't particularly comfortable last time, we have managed to achieve a very significant improvement on that task force. I thank you, because I think it's the weight of opinion around this table that has brought about the improvements we've seen today. So thank you.